This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And we are looking at educators. We're looking at education as the school year begins. And today, Dr. Rachel Pockrant, president of Umpqua Community College, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. Happy new school year.
Yeah, now classes started yesterday. I'm curious what you guys did to begin the school year. It seems like there's always something special going on for that first day.
Well, it was a lot of great learning, of course, but it did feel like a party atmosphere on campus. We have Alohawk Week, which has a little Hawaiian theme to it.
And Alohawk.
So, yeah, Alohawk, because you know the River Hawk is our mascot. And so we have all kinds of Hawaiian things up around campus. And yesterday we had a pancake breakfast for all of the students. It was just super festive. Lots going on. Students coming and going and finding their way. Our folks who work more in sort of our business offices come out and help students find their classes on their first day. So it's an awesome opportunity to learn who our new students are and welcome them.
So I've heard you say before that your favorite day of the school year is that first day. Why is that?
Oh, gosh, you know, because it feels like there's just opportunity oozing out of the pores of the institution and the students. And, you know, these are folks who are excited about learning, excited about starting on a career path or maybe a new career path. And it just feels like there's opportunity in the air. And that's what we're here to do at UCC, is to create opportunity in our community.
So how many students do you have at this point?
Oh, well, you know, our student numbers are always a really strange thing because we do all kinds of things, from swimming for two-year-olds to art classes for seniors. So we serve about 10,000 students a year with everything. But our undergrads are right around 3,200 students right now.
And is that pretty similar to recent years?
Oh, no. We are up 28% this fall. It is, it's the best thing ever. And we also are, we're packed to the gills. It was hard to find a parking space at UCC yesterday, which is my favorite thing when I have to park really far from my office.
Don't you get a parking space?
You know, Kyle, the first thing I did on my first day when I took this job was I took a Phillips head screwdriver out to the parking lot and I took down the president's parking sign. I'm the least important person on that campus. The president, the students are the most important people.
Interesting. So, with an increase in students, are more of them coming from out of the area this year?
You know, that's a great question. We do have a few more athletes because we added softball. It tends to be our athletes that come from out of the area. We added women's softball. But no, I would say we are doing what we're supposed to do, what our mission is, which is to serve Douglas County students. I think we have some new programs that have brought students in. And also the word is out that it's a great place to learn and a great economic proposition to save some money and come to community college. And lots of great programs that have people really excited.
Now, you're celebrating your 60th anniversary this Saturday. We're going to talk more in depth about that tomorrow with your foundation director. But give us some kind of quick information on what's going to take place Saturday.
Yes. So Saturday is for everybody in the community. It's a completely free event. We start at 10 a.m. with a 5K. But really, the main things are some alumni games. We have volleyball at noon and basketball at 2. So we've got some old students coming back to play in those games. Should be really fun, hoping nobody gets injured. And then we have bands all afternoon at Swanson Auditorium. We have some academic activities going on. We have a beer garden. You can there's a kids zone. We have a car show. It is really going to be a fun day for everybody in the family. We encourage everyone to come out. There'll be food trucks. Jess will go into all that tomorrow, but it really is to celebrate our 60th anniversary. This institution has been extremely impactful to this community. We have over 25,000 graduates, if you can believe it. So it's a big celebration for us, and we're also thinking about how to be just as good for the next 60 years.
And for residents that have been here that entire time, watching the college evolve, you know, ultimately starting in various locations, then finally getting the beginnings of the campus and seeing the expansion over the years. I know you guys have chronicled a lot of that online.
Yeah, we've got a great online presence where people have been uploading their old photos and sharing things with us. And we've got our whole archive online as well. And if you come to campus on Saturday, there will be a history walk. So you can walk through all the decades of the college and see what happened in every decade. It's kind of fun to go back and see what programs we had in the late 60s, things like that, and lots of old great pictures.
So what's your hope for this school year? What do you really want to see happen?
Well, we are finishing our housing project, our second part of our housing project downtown. That's the old Newberry site on Jackson. So I'm looking forward to finishing that up here in the next month and getting students moved in. That's a big one. We have new programs that we started in LPN. And we have a brand new business program that's really, we reworked from our old business program that has micro-credentials in it that I think is amazing. We have to make sure that's launched and people are excited about it. We have a new water quality program. We're still building our mechatronics program. And then we put some of our medical careers programs into Roseburg High School, which I'm really excited for those students. They can get a leg up on their career really early. So we have phlebotomy, EMS, CNA, and fire science now in the high school. So lots of things that we've initiated that we just want to make sure are super successful and are really quality product.
What about like key staff hires? Anything there?
Oh, gosh, lots of great faculty, new faculty coming in. Actually, I'm going to give a shout out to our new communications faculty, Brad, who has just shown himself to be the kind of teacher we want at UCC. I went down to the student center yesterday and he had a deck chair set up and some sodas and a sign that said, "I'm new here. If you're new too, come sit down and chat to me." Isn't that fantastic? Our students want to know that we care about them, and that's a faculty member who cares right there.
So we've talked before about partnerships with area high schools. That seems to have been a big emphasis since you came in particular. What do you see additional ones coming up?
Well, you know, we are working with all of our high schools now in Douglas County. They're amazing. Shout out to everybody who just started their K-12 school year. Thank you for your work. So we partner with all of our school districts. We're really trying to support our outlying rural districts that are smaller and maybe can't offer as many programs as our bigger school districts can. And so those are the ones that tend to come in for our Friday Career Academy and take our those juniors and seniors taking our program on our campus on a Friday. So we're going to continue that work and continue to find ways to you know, work with those districts. Those students are our students and our students are theirs, and we both share that ideal that actually was started 60 years ago because our college was started at Roseburg High School. So we are natural partners.
Let's talk about facilities. I was out there Sunday briefly on my way up the freeway and just sort of drove, past the campus a little bit, didn't get out and walk around. But just thinking about how different that looked when I got here, that was 30-something years ago. How are your facilities doing? You have new ones that you're considering?
You know, we have a lot of old aging infrastructure, but we're doing a good job now of getting to replace roofs and make sure HVAC systems are working really well. The stuff that isn't so sexy, but is really important if you're going to have a facility that works. So we did a lot of those projects over the summer. And then we have a big remodel project planned in one of our buildings for next year, where we're going to house our mechatronics program and some of our computer science and engineering pieces. And then the big news is we are going to redo our track next summer. We have 70 students in our track program, and we do not have our own home track. And so it's time. We've had some great donors who've come in, and we're still looking for a few more to help us complete that project next summer.
All right, more when we come back on Inside Douglas County. Dr. Rachel Pockrant, president of Umpqua Community College. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM, 1240 KQEN. Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming at 1. David Littlejohn with True Wealth Radio. That'll be at 4 o'clock. Tomorrow we talk more about the event on Saturday out at Umpqua Community College. But right now, talking about the beginning of the school year and things going on with Dr. Rachel Pockrant, president of the college. As you get ready for the Saturday event, kind of ahead of that, I know you've got a special speaker coming in we've talked about before. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we are so fortunate that we have Richard Reeves coming to speak to the whole community on Thursday night from 4 to 6 in Jacoby Auditorium. Open invitation to all community members. It's a free event, and the first 300 people will get his book, which is called Of Boys and Men. And Richard Reeves is a researcher that is looking at the crisis with our boys and men. And my best way to explain this, Kyle, is that when I first got to the college and stood in front of the graduating class in 2022, I turned to somebody who was on my staff and said, "Where are all the men?" We have an issue in higher ed right now where the most wonderful thing has happened, and women and girls are coming to college and thinking of themselves as college students and being really successful in a college setting. But our boys and men are not doing so well, and they used to be the main driver of the higher education system. So we are constantly looking at our data and looking at ways that we can make sure that we have programming that our males feel like they belong in, and that we welcome those students onto campus. Our males are not only enrolling in college in ever decreasing numbers, but they're also completing in decreasing numbers too. So whenever we see a group that we serve struggling, we need to turn to them and say why, and what can we do to make sure that everybody has an equally successful opportunity at the college. And that doesn't mean we don't stop doing things for, like, women in STEM, for example. Those things are still important. But we're turning our focus to this issue, and we have a nationally known speaker coming in to talk to us all about it so that we all understand. And I invite everybody to come and be a part of that conversation.
So that's at Jacoby at what time?
From 4 to 6 on Thursday evening. And it's a free event.
And among things that are going on right now, you start a new school year. A lot of, financial decisions had to be made to get to that point. How are things looking with the college finances?
The college finances are strong and stable. We have worked really hard over the last 3 years to have a very good prediction tool about our money coming in from the state and our revenues that we make here in the county. And we have right-sized our operation to match those resources. And so we are able to do what we need to push forward for the community and have amazing programs, some of them new and some of them that have been in place for years that we still celebrate and are important. And I feel very good about our future and our ability to continue to innovate.
Do you feel like the legislature is providing community colleges with adequate funding currently?
I do. And I may be one of the few that has that response. But I feel very fortunate that our taxpayers see the value and see the return on investment that having a college in your community has. And I spend every dollar that we spend with that in mind, that it was given to us by the taxpayers. And so we do amazing things on a really lean budget, and I'm very proud of that.
You've got a board. What are their priorities currently?
Well, we are completely in sync. Our leadership priorities are the priorities of the board and vice versa. We have a really strong strategic doing plan that we're working through. We actually launched it a year and a half ago, and we're almost finished with everything in it. So it's probably time to refresh it, actually. I don't think it's going to last for 3 years because that's how hard my staff is working. But I have an amazing board. When you volunteer to run an organization through a board like this, you give a lot of your time and a lot of your heart, and I'm very thankful for those folks.
As you look down the road for kind of the long term, what are things you'd like to see happen at UCC in the next 5 years?
Oh, man. Well, I'd like us to be really successful with all of our new medical programs that we launch. I hope that people in the community see the benefit of those. And I'd like to see all of those students out working in the medical field in the community. I think I'll know that that's really made an impact when our employers are don't look so stressed, because a lot of those folks have a really hard time hiring. And when our students are in really good paying jobs that support their families, and probably when I can call and make a doctor's appointment and get in pretty quickly, right? Because they have the staffing that they need. That's never their fault. It's the fact that they're really having a hard time hiring. So I think seeing that medical ecosystem come together is one of my big goals for the community.
And it's been an evolving process, kind of a shift a couple of years ago, and now the college taking on a lot of work. How's that going so far?
Oh, we're having fun. We're going at breakneck speed out there, but we've got this opportunity with housing, and we're so supported downtown with that. That has been amazing, and our students really love living in the downtown. So pushing forward with all of those initiatives has been really fun, and getting the right people in the right seats, as everyone knows, in their organization has been the part that really drives it forward. So we're doing great work, and we, mostly we always want to thank the community, which is partly why we're throwing a party on Saturday. Thank you for your support this past 60 years with all of the work that we do.
Now, downtown, you've got three different buildings at different stages of things. How many students will be living in the former Newberry's building ultimately?
Oh, well, the first phase, we'll be adding 28 beds to the Newberry's. And then we're just in the very, very early design process for the old post office building on Cass and Stevens. And that's a really large building. It's three floors. So we think we'll be able to house about 65 in that building. But we're still shaking the trees for money on that post office building. That will be a really costly renovation, but we have a little bit of support, and we're hoping to get a little more for that so that we can start that renovation process next year.
For the students that are already downtown, it has really made kind of a college presence downtown that wasn't there before.
Yeah, that was always the hope. And, I don't know if anybody's noticed this week, but we partnered with the Arts Center, and a lot of the windows of the downtown businesses are painted for UCC Riverhawk themes because it's our 60th anniversary. And on Friday night, we have a Paint the Town Green event where our students will all be out helping, and the Riverhawk will be roaming around downtown, and restaurants have specials to celebrate our 60th anniversary. So that just tells me how much the downtown is invested in our future there. And our students really love that environment to live in. So I think it's going to be great for our businesses and for our wonderful, cute, awesome downtown.
What's your biggest challenge this year, you think?
Oh, gosh. I a little bit capacity, I would say, Kyle. We have a 28% enrollment growth. So whenever you have any enterprise that grows that quickly in that high of a percentage, that's a lot more people for us to serve. And so I know we can do it, but we have to really keep focused on having a quality education for all, even with those bigger numbers.
Now, you've been here how long?
As of July, 3 years.
So what gives you the most pride from what you see happening at the school?
Oh, gosh. Our students are amazing. You know, I say a lot that I hate the summertime because they're not on campus and all the energy sort of saps away. The faculty are gone and the students are gone. And them coming back yesterday, I was just, I was a very, very happy person because they are inspiring.
All right, Rachel Pockrant, president of Umpqua Community College. And again, the event on Saturday, what time is that going to take place?
The 5K starts at 10. The alumni games start at noon. And you can go on our website and see all of the events. There are things all the way through till 8 o'clock. Our band comes on at Swanson Auditorium at 6 p.m.
All right, we'll talk more about that tomorrow. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much. Happy new school year.
1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.